tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. We discuss various aspects of our lives related to different subject matters, yes. And inshallah azza wa jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the value of our youth, yes. The topic is aptly named, Value Your Youth. And it is, alhamdulillah, the advice of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he has mentioned value five before five. And one of those things he mentioned is value your youth before old age. Subhanallah. So yes, we need to value our youth, which is a temporary passing phase. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, and make the most out of it. But let's inshallah, first of all, recite durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that the mercy for the entire creation, he is the mercy for the entire creation, rahmatalil alameen. The guide to the path of salvation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he has said with regards to the virtues of durood and salam that, O people, without doubt, the one to attain salvation quickly on the day of judgment from its horrors and accountability will be the one amongst you who will have recited salat upon me in abundance in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Inshallah, we have a beautiful kalam for you. Alhamdulillah, ay mere sarkar by our brother Abdul Majid Attari. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to listen to this kalam. And inshallah, we'll return and continue with our topic of discussion today, which is value your youth. So let's inshallah recite durood and salam and break for the kalam. But I would request you to stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa Mujtaba Khatamul Anbiya. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar. غمزدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار تمہارا نام مصیبت میں جب لیا ہوگا ہمارا بگڑا ہوا کام بن گیا ہوگا خدا کا لطف ہوا ہوگا دستگیر ضرور جو گرتے گرتے تیرا نام لے لیا ہوگا دکھائی جائے گی محشر میں شان محبوبی دکھائی جائے گی محشر میں شان محبوبی کہ آپ ہی کی خوشی آپ کا کہا ہوگا اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار غمزدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار ہزار جان فدا نرم نرم پاؤں سے پکار سن کے اسیروں کی دوڑتا ہوگا عزیز بچے کو ماں جس طرح تلاش کرے خدا گواہ یہی حال آپ کا ہوگا کہیں گے اور نبی اذهبوا
الى غيري کہیں گے اور نبی اذهبوا الى غيري میرے حضور کے لب پر انا لہا ہوگا
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
غمزدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
کوئی قریب ترازو کوئی لبے کوثر کوئی صراط پہ ان کو پکارتا ہوگا مقام فاصلوں پر کام مختلف کتنے وہ دن ظہور کمال حضور کا ہوگا خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی خدا پاک خوشی ان کی چاہتا ہوگا
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
غمزدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
کوئی کہے گا دہائی ہے یا رسول اللہ تو کوئی تھام کے دامن مچل گیا ہوگا شکستہ پاؤں میرے حال کی خبر کر دو کوئی کسی سے یہ رو رو کے کہہ رہا ہوگا کسی کو لے کے چلیں گے فرشتے سوئے جحیم کسی کو لے کے چلیں گے فرشتے سوئے جحیم وہ ان کا راستہ پھر پھر کے دیکھتا ہوگا
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
غمزدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
نشان خسرو دین دور کے غلاموں کو لوائے حمد کا پرچم بتا رہا ہوگا غلام ان کی عنایت سے چین میں ہوں گے عدو حضور کا آفت میں مبتلا ہوگا میں ان کے در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے میں ان کے در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے حسن فقیر کا جنت میں بستر ہوگا
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
غمزدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
مصطفیٰ مجتبیٰ خاتم الانبیاء
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم سبحان اللہ سچ اے بیوٹیفل اینڈ ونڈرفل کلام وی ہیو بین لسننگ ٹو ہوپ یو ہیو انجوائیڈ اٹ ماشاء اللہ اینڈ الحمد للہ ناؤ وی ڈائیو ڈیپ ان ٹو آور ٹوڈیز ٹاپک دیٹ از ویلیو یور یوتھ اٹ از سیڈ دیٹ این ایلڈرلی پرسن واز ونس پاسنگ تھرو سم ایریا اینڈ ہی واز ایکسٹریملی اولڈ ہی واز سو بینٹ دیٹ اٹ لکڈ ایز اف ہی واز لکنگ فار سم تھنگ And seeing him, a comical young man, he said, O old man, what are you searching for? Although what he said was infuriating, the old man replied whilst demonstrating great tolerance and sagacity and presenting a thought-provoking piece of advice in return for his taunting remark. He said, "My son, I am looking for my youth, and astonished to have heard an unexpected reply, the young man asked, "Dear uncle, I could not comprehend what you mean. Is youth a thing or the kind that can be looked for? Has anyone losing it once ever been able to regain it?" The elderly man responded, "This is what I regret now." He says, "This is what I regret now. When young, I could not avail myself to it. Today, I have realized its significance, but I can no longer have it. If only I had regained it so that I could make up for my past follies and my playfulness and would worship Allah Azza wa Jal wholeheartedly." As he said this, he mentioned a shair of Arabic. أَلَا لَيْتَ الشَّبَابَ يَعُودُ يَوْمًا فَأُخْبِرُهُ بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمَشِيبُ. Meaning, if only my youth had returned to me, so I would inform it of how old age has treated me. Allahu Akbar. We don't know until we become old the value of our youth that we have, the energy that we have, the drive that we have, the enthusiasm that we have. Having mentioned the shair, the young man continued to listen to the advice of this elderly person. The elderly person then said that, having a deep sigh of remorse and regret, he went on to say that, "Extremely regretfully, I have lost my wealth of youth. Now, there is no use crying over the spoiled milk. I could not benefit from my youth. I could neither perform virtuous deeds nor make any preparation for my afterlife, but rather spent my youth sleeping deeply over the bed of heedlessness. And now my health is deteriorating and weakening my body. I have enthusiasm for worship now, but I have lost courage due to being old." Then, making individual effort, the aged man said, "O my son, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, you are young. Take advantage of your youth. Exert yourself to perform worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Bow in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you get bent. Otherwise, just like me, you will also be searching for youth after you have been old and your back is bent. But at that time, you will have nothing except for wishful thinking and shame. You will be empty-handed to have lost your childhood in playing and youth in sleeping, and will be crying in aging." Allahu Akbar. The elderly man's polite way of counseling in an advising and sympathizing tone, along with the fragrant madani pearls of individual effort, touched the heart of this young man, impressing him greatly. The very same young man who had shot the arrow of taunting remark at the old man a few moments ago was inspired to promise the old man that he would make best use of his youth by spending it in piety. Highlighting the significance of youth, the beloved son of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma, Mufti Azam Hind, Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmatur Rahman, has composed a beautiful couplet in his collection of poems known as Samane Bakhshish. He says,
Riyazat ke yahi din hai budhape mein, kaha himmat jo karna hai, abhi kar lo abhi noori jawan tum ho.
Translation of this couplet is that this is the time when we must adopt asceticism. O Nuri, do now what you have to do because you are young. you will not be courageous enough to do it in old age. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, our youth is all that we have with us. As the person who's from after the phase of childhood, when you enter adulthood, that is the beginning of your youth. And then it depends up till the age of 30 or 40, you are considered as a young person. From 30 to 50, it is considered middle age. And after 50, it's old age. So before we become old, let's inshallah azza wa jal learn to please our Rabb azza wa jal. Learn to devote this youth in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of wasting it away. The renowned commentator Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala has narrated that Sayyidina Ikrama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, the young man who is habitual of reciting the Holy Quran will not be affected by this condition, meaning he will no longer forget the knowledge in old age that he had gained in his youth. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So yes, if we have become accustomed to reciting Quran in our youth, that will protect our knowledge, inshallah, in our old age through the barakah of reciting the Holy Quran in our youth. Allahu Akbar. There are people in their old age, they have the zeal, they have the enthusiasm to go and perform salah, to stand in long qiyam and long sujood and so on. But they fail to do so because of their deteriorating health. Their body no longer supports them in this endeavor. And they sit down and regret over the time that they have spent in their youth playing and wasting the life away. So yes, let's not be one of those people who would waste their youth, and when we reach our old age, there is nothing except regrets. So inshallah azza wa jal, we make firm intention and make this niyyah that inshallah azza wa jal, we'll be firm on this intention that we will strive to serve in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To devote ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the beautiful statement of Dawati Islami is, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal, and we will keep striving until we are no longer here, inshallah azza wa jal. That should be the mission statement of our life, because we are always striving for something or the other. But striving to reform yourself, to devote yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are still young, that will really change our lives for the better. Because after this life, we have the life of the hereafter. Inshallah azza wa jal, the eternal youth that will be given in paradise. So yes, spend this temporary youth. It may be a little difficult, but inshallah azza wa jal, eyes on the prize. That we are working for that youth that will not transition into old age, inshallah azza wa jal. The youth in paradise, inshallah. With this in mind, let's inshallah collectively recite durood and salam together. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. This alhamdulillah, the parable that we have learnt about the elderly man advising the young person, alhamdulillah, it is eye-opening. In addition to devoting ourselves in salah and worships, we must also devote ourselves to Islamic knowledge. Go to Madrasatul Madina, adult classes, where alhamdulillah, the knowledge of Islam is taught. So when we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are performing our salah, we are doing it the right way. And we can use this youth to still correct our salah, inshallah, azza wa jal, so our salah can correct us and reform us, inshallah, azza wa jal. It is mentioned that a great Tabi'i saint, Sayyidina Amr bin Maymun, he has narrated that the beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whilst advising a person, value five before five. And what are those five things that we need to value before five? He said, value your youth before old age, your health before illness, wealth before destitution, leisure before being busy, and life before death. Subhanallah, such profound advice we receive from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a renowned Sufi poet, Sayyidina Shaykh Muslihuddin Saadi Shirazi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has said that, O heedless person, today your hands of health and courage are strong and free. Do something with them. Tomorrow, these will be wrapped under the shroud. How can they be used then? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Such wise words to really shake up our spirit of heedlessness and wake ourselves up from this slumber of sleep that we have been going through, this phase that we have been going through. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, finally wake up and learn to reform ourselves and to value our youth and devote it for the purpose that we have been created, yes, in the devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Actually, this is a summary of a piece of writing by Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, highlighting the significance of youth. He says, to aspire to perform worship in abundance in old age with weak limbs after one has wasted his youth in merriment and entertainment is nothing but stupidity. Do in youth what you want to do. There is a very great rank of a pious young man. Do not waste your life, especially the period of health, wealth, and the period of youth. Perform good deeds during it, as one does not gain these favors again and again. As Mia Muhammad Bakhsh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, that this beautiful youth is not eternal, nor will the company of friends and relatives be enjoyed forever. The chirping nightingale and the beauty of the garden are not also everlasting. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such profound words of advice. Let's inshallah azza wa jal take counsel from this and return to the path. The path where we devote ourselves to worship to Allah azza wa jal. Devote our youth in the services of the deen of Islam, in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in learning the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and implementing them. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. The great sahabi of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first emperor of Islam, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was close to his death, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, make me sit. After he was made to sit, he started making the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and reciting tasbih. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then said to himself tearfully, showing humility, that, O Muawiyah, you have thought of making the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in old age after you have been weak. What did you do when the bush of youth was fresh? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In such a way, he's admonishing himself at his deathbed. And he's admonishing himself that why didn't he do this when he was young? Whereas we all know how he devoted his youth in the service of Islam, in the service to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, devoting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. Yet he has this to say, a Sahabi Rasul, What is our state? Where do we fall in? Despite being eager to perform good deeds, our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, were very humble people. And Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great companion and had spent his life performing virtuous deeds. Even then, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu wished that he had performed more worship. The act of humility on his part is actually a very nice piece of advice for us. We can draw such a lesson as that, oh, the young, youth is a very great favor. Value it. Do not spend it in idle activities. Otherwise, if you come to your senses in old age attempting to achieve something great, it will be like building castles in the air, which is impossible. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Stressing the importance of worship in youth, Sayyidina Allama ibn Rajab Hanbali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has said that one who remembers Allah azza wa jal in his youth will be helped by Allah azza wa jal in his old age and weakness, besides being blessed with good hearing, vision, strength and intellect. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Despite reaching the age of 100 years, Sayyidina Abu Tayyib Tabari rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was mentally and physically fit and healthy. Someone asked him of the secret of his health. So he rahimahullahu ta'ala replied that I protected my physical abilities from sins in my youth. So Allah Azza wa Jal has retained them for me in my old age. On the contrary, Sayyidina Junaid rahimahullah ta'ala saw an old begging man. And he rahimahullah ta'ala said, this person wasted the rights of Allah in his youth. So Allah Azza wa Jal wasted his strength in his old age. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Dear viewers, this has been the lesson for today for all of us, inshallah azza wa jal, as it is for me. May Allah azza wa jal grant us all tawfiq to reform ourselves, to better ourselves, to improve ourselves, to value our youth, to value our health that we have with us, inshallah azza wa jal, before it's too late. And devote ourselves, our youth, our time, our energy in the aspects and in the things that would please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Alhamdulillah, as we have come towards the conclusion of our program, and as we always do towards the end of the program, we introduce this beautiful segment that to succeed, you must read, where we, alhamdulillah, introduce a publication of Maktabatul Madina. And inshallah, today's publication is Etiquette of Conversation. Inshallah, we'll talk more about it after we listen to this clip where the Muballigh of Da'wat Islami by brother Yahya Tari, he discusses manners of sneezing. Yes, alhamdulillah, this is the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are going to learn. Let's inshallah watch this clip and learn our Islamic values from it. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah's last prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم said, indeed, Allah likes sneezing. Sneeze is also called al-atsah in the Arabic language. Sneezing is a good thing. It clears the mind and refreshes the body. The first person to sneeze was Sayyidina Adam عليه السلام. When he sneezed, he recited, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah Almighty responded, I have created you for my praise. When you sneeze, keep these things in mind. Cover your mouth with a cloth or your hand. Try to make the sound as low as possible, because raising your voice during a sneeze is not a good practice. While sneezing, also be cautious that the droplets from your mouth or nose do not fall on someone else. After sneezing, say Alhamdulillah or Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. If someone else sneezes and says Alhamdulillah, respond with Yarhamukallah, meaning may Allah have mercy on you. It is stated in Mira'atul Manaji, volume 6, page 316, that when someone sneezes and says, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, and runs the tongue all over the teeth, insha'Allah, he will be protected from dental diseases. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Beautiful teachings of Islam, alhamdulillah, as we watch these little clips and we learn from them our Islamic values, the Islamic teachings, alhamdulillah. So yes, after we have learned this valuable lesson, let's inshallah azza wa jal move on to our book for today, our publication of Maktabatul Madina. If you don't have it with you, you can purchase it from the bookshop of Dawat Islami in your area, the bookshop of Maktabatul Madina, inshallah azza wa jal. And if you can't for some reason, then you can always visit the website of Dawat Islami, dawatislami.net, and you can download it free of cost in PDF format, where it is supportive on your mobile devices as well as tablets and iPhones and your PC, laptop, whichever gadgets and devices that you have, inshallah azza wa jal, you can easily browse through it and read the book, and inshallah azza wa jal, this may transform your life. Yes. As our topic and book for today, alhamdulillah, is Etiquette of Conversation. It is mentioned, alhamdulillah, on page 2 of this book. And this book, another information about the book is that this book has been written by none other than Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Ahmad Barakat Mullah Aliya himself, subhanallah. And it is derived from part 3 of Faizan Sunnat. So yes, on page 2 he says that Allama Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written in the commentary of this verse of the Holy Quran, and that verse is, and lower your voice to some extent, indeed the worst voice amongst the voices is the braying of a donkey. So the tafsir that Hazrat Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has done under this verse, it is that making noise and raising the voice are disliked and undesirable, and there is no excellence in them. The braying of a donkey, despite being loud, is disliked and it is horrible. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked speaking in soft tone and he would dislike speaking in a harsh tone. So what is the sunnah manners of speaking, as we learn from this book, alhamdulillah? Is speaking in soft tone is sunnah, and speaking in loud tone is opposed to the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ismail Haqqi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has written that when people speak with one another, the worst and the most horrible voice among them is of the person who speaks loudly like a donkey. The polytheists of Arab used to consider speaking loudly as pride-worthy. In this verse, this haughty practice of theirs was refuted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And why does a donkey bray? It is also mentioned in the book that the braying of a donkey is being mentioned so as informative narration is presented in this regard. Hence, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that when you hear the crowing of a rooster, supplicate to Allah azza wa jal for his grace because it sees angels. And when you hear the braying of a donkey, seek refuge with Allah azza wa jal from Satan because it sees Satan. For example, say the following, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem, that is seeking refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from Satan the cursed. Sayyidina Ismail Haqqi rahimahullah ta'ala has further written regarding this verse of the Holy Quran, and he says that from this the matter of sneezing also becomes clear that sneezing aloud is also disliked. This is why the order is that one should try to sneeze as low as possible. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sneezing aloud is from Satan. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to dislike sneezing aloud in the masjid. Sayyidina Allama Abdul Rauf Manawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has said regarding this blessed hadith that the meaning is that sneezing aloud in a masjid is more disliked and it is less disliked outside a masjid. And further on page 3 of this book, it is mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal has said in part 21 of Surah Luqman, verse number 18, وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ, and do not make your cheek crooked in arrogance whilst talking to anyone. Sayyidina Allama Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written in the commentary of this beautiful verse that do not adopt the way of the arrogant who, when people are speaking, turn their faces away from them while considering them, meaning those whom they are speaking with, inferior, and treat everyone, be it rich or poor, with humility. Subhanallah, this is the beautiful teaching of Islam, to adopt humility, to talk to people with humility and be considerate towards others. Be kind and be gentle and polite in your words. Sayyidina Ismail Haqqi rahimahullah ta'ala has written in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan that keep your entire face towards people at the time of greeting, speaking and meeting as a form of humility. Do not turn your face away from them, nor should you cover any part of it. It is the habit of arrogant people that they look at people with contempt and look at the poor and the destitute in anger. In fact, both the rich and the poor should be equal to you in terms of being treated well. Yes, this is the beautiful teaching of Islam, which Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu Mu'ala Aliyah, he imparts with you in this beautiful publication, The Etiquette of Conversation, presented to you by Maktabatul Madina, alhamdulillah, in a beautiful format, translated for your sake in your language, so you can benefit from it, inshallah. Azzawajal. Further on page 4 of this book, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu Mu'ala Aliyah, he says that we should avoid screaming out words in a crude manner. For the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never spoke like that. During his blessed conversation, his voice would neither be too loud nor so low that the other person would find it difficult to hear. It is mentioned in a narration that Sayyida Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has said that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to speak clearly that every listener would understand it. The servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has narrated that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would repeat it 3 times so that it would be understood. Subhanallah, these are the etiquettes of Islam. These are the etiquettes that are taught by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the hadith says, I will repeat the hadith for you. The hadith is, beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something, he would repeat it 3 times so that it would be understood. And it is stated in Mir'at that whilst stating the rulings, he would repeat each ruling 3 times. So that it would be instilled in the minds of people. And here it does not mean the repetition of every point 3 times. Subhanallah. So these are the values, Islamic etiquette of conversation that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has imparted with us. We have heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have heard the narration of Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha regarding the speech of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he would be considerate. And he would repeat himself 3 times so everyone gets the message clearly. MashaAllah. It is stated in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, volume 7, page number 502, that it is mentioned in the books of Sirah that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not use to speak fast. Rather, he would speak with pauses, and his speech would be so clear and distinct that the listeners used to understand and memorize it. And if there was an important point, he would sometimes repeat that sentence 3 times so that the listeners would properly instill it in their minds. And he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would not speak unnecessarily. He would often remain silent. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was granted the miracle of being jami' kalimat, meaning he would encapsulate a lengthy statement in a short sentence. Subhanallah, subhanallah. While speaking, the words should be simple and clear. This is the Islamic teaching. This is the teachings that was imparted by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you use difficult words, it is possible that the other person would become convinced of your linguistic prowess, but he would not understand what you are trying to say. Try to understand this point through this fictional joke. And Amir al-Sunnah Ahmad Barakatuhum al-Aliya, he mentions this, that once a minister of agriculture and irrigation was visiting a village, and a delegation of farmers came to meet him. Those people sent in a farmer to seek permission from the minister. And the minister looked up and asked, "Tumhari kishte zar par im saal taqature amtar hua ya nahi?" Meaning, in other words, he asked, "Did it rain on your fields this year or not?" When the illiterate farmer heard this sentence, he instantly came out and said to his fellows that the honorable minister is reciting the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Simply because the minister was using difficult words. And this is against the spirit of creating an understanding between one another. So yes, your words should be precise, should be simple, should be clear, and should be thought out. So yes, think before you speak, inshallah azza wa jal. And these are the teachings that have been, alhamdulillah, imparted with you by His Eminence, Amir al-Sunnat Ahmad Barakatuhum al-Aliya. So yes, get your hands on this book and read it through, inshallah azza wa jal. I've briefly recited to you about 4 to 5 pages of this book. If you want to learn more about it, you can go and download this book or purchase it from the website of Dawat Islami, or you can purchase it from the bookshop of Maktabatul Madina in your area, in your locality, inshallah azza wa jal. Until next time, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find